Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood, but it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 21 April 2026. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. I had some comments last night about last night's program. I'm glad y'all enjoyed it. Our guest last night was a walking encyclopedia of knowledge of a lot of issues. Especially some biblical issues, so I'm glad you enjoyed that. But tonight we got a guest coming on. We're going to talk to retired Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore about a group he started called Exodus Mandate. We're going to discuss some of the things he's done and offer solutions for people. They're trying to find ways to rear the children in a really sick society and teach them the ways of Christ and try to influence them in the ways of God. You know, Ray's going to offer some ideas on how to help people do things to make their lives better for themselves and their families. So we're going to discuss that in a minute. Before we do that, though, don't forget, folks, that we are here every day. I mean, the office phone is answered 9 to 4 Eastern. If you have any questions about the ministry, if you want to speak to me, call us, and they'll find me, and I'll call you back. If you need to order something from us, you know where we are. We are here 5 days a week, and I'm always in the office on Thursdays for the idea of taking phone calls, and Crystal's here taking orders and filling orders, but we're here. If you don't have long distance, you can call us toll free at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, please do 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Here's our office numbers, and I'd hope that you will call and talk to us. We do what we can to help folks. Don't be ashamed to call. If you have a problem, no matter what it may be, we don't have a lot of money to share financially, but if you need to discuss something spiritual or anything else, please feel free to call. I'm not the brightest bulb in the house, but I'll do what I can to help you and glorify our Father at the same time. You feel free to call me. I'm just an old hillbilly preacher, nobody special. I'm a servant just as you are. Maybe I do a radio show. Maybe I do some things that a lot of people think are really, an office of stature. But we're all just servants. We're not all called the same thing. If you need to talk to me, I want to call an office to order anything, you call those numbers, okay? Now, our guest tonight is retired Army Colonel Lieutenant Ray Moore. He was a chaplain in the Army. And he got out of the Army, started doing some work, doing his best to help people get their lives in order, so to speak, especially when it comes to educating their children. And what he started was an idea that's caught a lot of flack for a while, but now it's gaining momentum in this country, and it's a wonderful thing to see. Are you there, Ray?
Yes, Pastor Butch. It is great to be with you again. I think we were on the show maybe a year or two ago, a little uncertain of the date, but we certainly know each other. We're getting reacquainted tonight.
Yeah, that's right. And again, as I said before in the air, you make yourself at home tonight. You share what's on your heart, what's on your mind. But for the new listeners, I know we have a lot of new listeners since last time I talked to you. Tell them about who Ray Moore is. What have you done and what are you doing now?
Well, I've been in some sort of pastoral ministry as a congregational minister, an army chaplain, or a director or president of a Christian ministry for 50 years. Been married 56 years, have 4 children because they're all adults, and 9 grandchildren. And in 94, I started a group called Frontline Ministries. And then in the 95 to 97 era, we had a subset called Exodus Mandate. And that webpage is exodusmandate.org, exodusmandate.org. And we've been doing that over 30 years. My wife and I started homeschooling our oldest son in 1977 when I was finishing up my theological seminary training at Grace Seminary in Indiana, which is, you know, one of our better conservative seminaries even today. And we started homeschooling him, and we're experimental. And then we did homeschool him for up through middle school. And then we did the same for our other 3 children. They were homeschooled usually up through middle school, except the youngest, I didn't go too much because my wife got hired to teach at a Christian school, so she had to take him with her to school. But our 4 children have had fundamentally and mostly Christian education. And then I've got 9 grandkids, and they've been pretty much the same, even though they are more in Christian schooling, because their mothers, in case of the 9, you know, taught at a private Christian school and had to put the kids in. So I've written a couple of books. One's called Let My Children Go. And then I co-authored a book with my wife called The Promise of Jonadab, Building a Christian Family Legacy in a Time of Cultural Decline. And people can go to my webpage and see that book, and we'll send it out with a donation. And so we've got some movies out, videos, and we've been working this side of the street pretty heavily for over 30 years.
And when you started out, I have to ask this, how were you received by the general public? When you started out and trying to show people what the public, I call public food system, are doing to their children, how were you received?
Well, initially we were ignored by the pagans. I think they thought it was a silly gesture, and many just laughed it off. We got a lot of resistance from Christians, from pastors. They were saying, you know, back at the beginning of our effort, that we need to get in there and fix the public schools, you know, not abandon them. Well, I knew they couldn't be fixed. It's a faulty model. It's a socialistic model. And socialism, by definition, means the government ownership of the means of production and services. And I don't think they have any right to be educating children at the K-12 level. If we look at the early American history, really for the first 200 years of American history, and this is not well known. And when I tell people, they sort of question that, is it really true? But it is. For the first 200 years of American history, until right before the Civil War, we had no state-sponsored, tax-subsidized, state-controlled public schools in the United States. Most all the education was private or free market, and then we did have a lot of homeschooling, and then we had in New England what we call community schools. They were really there was no separation of church and state, and among the Puritans, and so the the community schools were really Christian schools. They used catechism and they were controlled by the churches, but they were not separate from the community. And that system began to change in 1840. That's the date we give it, with Horace Mann. And in Massachusetts, they set up the first state-controlled, tax-subsidized public schools in the state of Massachusetts. And that, and Horace Mann is one of the great, important bad men in American history that people know his name, but they don't realize all the harm he did. He was a Unitarian and a socialist. And that was the beginning of this model, which has engulfed us. It grew until around the turn of the 20th century. It had pretty much become the dominant education model in America. And so all this debris and waste and garbage has washed up on our shores as a result of this faulty model, unbiblical model. And now people are bailing out on it by the millions. So that's what we've been doing, and we're winning the argument. So I'm winning over the people who oppose me, and we're just amazed at what's happening in the last 4 or 5 years, how our world is exploding. And I mean in a good way, not in a bad way.
Well, you know, you're starting off this, when you started this movement, you started out against great odds, and you know that already. Mm-hmm. But your persistence has paid off, and for the glory of God above everything else, but also for the good and for the sake of our children, and offering the parents an alternative to the public school system that destroys the minds of the children, that pollutes the minds of children, that teaches them everything they can teach them in every ungodly way possible. So I do salute you for that, sir. I mean, you started up something that was unpopular, basically unheard of, and you worked with it all these years to make it, help it gain some ground. You worked with people like Sherry Few, a friend of mine. I've been on a radio show with her several times, working along the same lines you are. You've started a movement that other people have sprung up from, and you have made a difference. I want to thank you for that. I really mean that. Our nation is in a hellish mess because we allowed our children to be taught concepts of hell, not of heaven. Well, that's just a fact.
We don't believe that state education is biblical.
And it's not.
It's constitutional. So we think that government, and I mean that by that, the state of West Virginia, the state of South Carolina, Indiana, Washington, wherever your broadcast goes, we think they should get out of the education business. I'm talking about the local state government. Pick up the garbage, arrest the criminals, and pave the roads.
And I agree.
Leave the education to the churches, but we surrendered it. It was our territory, and the pastors just gradually gave it up. Really, it took it a while, but now it's pretty dominant. But the pendulum is swinging back now in this direction, and I'm happy to report there are probably between 5 and 6 million children being homeschooled right now, and most of them would be evangelical Christians, with probably most of the rest Catholics, or some cases conservative Jews and people who have a traditional morality. And campus Christian schools are exploding too. We're working with groups that group we work with, a sister ministry called Foundation for American Christian Education, based in Chesapeake, Virginia. They've got 40 schools right now in the hangar that they're working to try to start up.
Yeah, I've known them for a long time. And Peter Marshall, I think, was with them a long time, wasn't he?
I don't know that. I know he might have spoken at one of their events.
Yeah, I knew him years ago. I don't know if he's still alive or not.
Peter Marshall Sr., you know, he was the chaplain of the U.S. Senate, and he was a conservative. I think he died in 1948, but his son, Peter Marshall Jr., I knew him, and I think he might have passed, but I'm just not 100% sure. He wrote The Power and the Glory.
Oh, yeah, very good book. Mm-hmm. Very good book. Yep, I read the book, and we order Noah Webster Dictionary from them once in a while. They supply us with the dictionary off the ministry.
Yeah, that's fine.
I know them. Know them quite well.
We're very closely associated with Faith. That's FACE.net.
Right, right. Exactly. Okay. So what are you seeing happening in the public square now with this? I mean, I know you're saying people are starting to pick up on it and make a difference.
Yeah.
But are you seeing it actually slow the public school system down because of the lack of funds? I know if they lose students, they lose money. Are you seeing any difference in that?
I wouldn't say that's happening, but there are a lot of public schools are closing. And, you know, if a lack of students, some of that may be the birth rate is low. You know, it's a terrible thing that we're not even replacing ourselves now. I think the birth rate in the United States is about 1.6. You need to have 2.1 children to replace yourself. But that might be part of the reason. But a lot of Christians are leaving and starting Christian schools. FACE is one. We work with another group there in Virginia called Renew a Nation. You should have them on your show. They're really amazing. And they're starting Christian schools all over the nation. Renew a Nation, I believe, renewanation.com. And we work with them and work with FACE. Since the pandemic of, say, 5 years ago, I believe it was in when they started closing the schools, March of 2020, there's been an explosion of homeschooling and Christian schooling. And so we think, and I don't have the money to measure this, you know, with getting the data, but we think 16 to 18% of all children at the K through 12 level are outside the state system. Now, not all of those would be evangelical Christians. You do have a lot of private schools and Catholic parochial schools. But they, by leaving, they weaken that system, which we want to replace.
Of course.
And so, but anyway, it's happening, and it's happening very fast now.
Well, I do know that the COVID pandemic, the hoax, did a lot to expose the public schools to the parents who did not believe that all this was happening in the public schools. When they got to see the children's curriculum, they got very upset with it, and they should have. I'm glad they did.
Yeah.
But COVID actually did some good things for the children because it got them out, got their parents' eyes open to the truth. So a lot of times what they mean to help destroy us can also help us. I mean, I guess it's a fair way of putting it.
Yeah, it was a silver lining in an otherwise dark cloud.
Absolutely. Absolutely it was. Mm-hmm. You know, anytime you can expose evil, that's our job, all you folks, to expose evil, to rebuke it. That's our job as Christians. Anytime you can do that, you gain ground for the glory of God and help people around them. And that's one thing that the COVID did was expose the evil of the schools. So we're blessed in a way that COVID happened in that sense. So now you see the movement swinging back our way, what's your prognosis for the near future with the school system?
Well, I can't be certain about that. I'm not a prophet, but I'll tell you some predictions, and these may come to pass, and I certainly hope they do. Alex Newman, who is with the Sentinel Report and writes for the New American Magazine, he's a close associate of mine, and I work with him through another group called PublicSchoolExit.com, and it's a very similar group to Exodus Mandate based in San Diego. Now, I'm the chairman of the board for that group, but I don't run it day to day. I'm the CEO and, you know, president of Exodus Mandate, and that's my day job. But I serve as an advisor and a consultant for a lot of other groups that are starting up or doing similar things, since I'm kind of the old man in the But that's publicschoolexit.com, and I urge your audience to check that out, too. There's a lot of information there about how to get started and about curriculum. But Alex Newman did an article maybe a year ago, and he's somebody that's one of our stars. He's a young man who speaks all over the country, and he's got his own radio show, and he writes for the New American Magazine, which is a very good conservative magazine. But he did an article on the Learning Council That's C-O-U-N-S-E-L. And they are an organization that studies education trends. And they were predicting a year ago, this is a prediction now, so we hope it comes to pass, but it may not. They are predicting by 2030, which is 4 years from now. And when they wrote this, it was 5 years away. And they're predicting that by 2030, which is 4 years from now, 30% of all children will be homeschooled in America and 20% in private Christian or parochial schools, with only 50% left in public schools. That is extraordinary if that were to come to pass. And we're praying it does, and we're doing everything we can to help it come to pass. If that way, if the homeschool and private and Christian school movement were to grow to 50% of the total, we could reach a tipping point. And if you know that book by Malcolm Gladwell, he studies how products, ideas, good or bad, struggle. They're not accepted. The founders have difficulty with the culture. And then one day you reach a tipping point and there's a sudden move into a new paradigm, a whole new model. I was in seminary in the early 70s and I had a friend. This was, you know, 72. And I got a friend in this small Christian college town that we were in, Winona Lake, Indiana, and he had bought a hand calculator from Texas Instruments in Dallas, and he had one of the only ones in town, and people would come and knock on his door and want to see the hand calculator. Within 5 or 6 years, everybody had one, and that's called the tipping point. You may remember when nobody had a personal computer.
Absolutely.
And now you can't operate without a personal computer. And that's another tipping point. So we think we're going to reach a tipping point at some point with public education where people are going to just say, throw their hands up, and the politicians are going to say, we're done with it. It's not working. We're spending millions and billions of dollars on something, and the more money we put into it, the worse it gets. We're going to hand it back to you preachers and new churches and family groups where it ought to have been all alone. And we're going to pick up the garbage, arrest the criminals, and pave the roads and leave the children alone. And that's what we think could happen. That will be a tipping point. And if that were to happen, and it could happen the next, 5 to 10 years, we would see the revival that we're all praying for. So that's my plan and that's my hope. And, I mentioned before we got on the show, Brother Butch, a lot of conservatives spend all their time fighting against the bad. And it's important when you've got so many bad things going on that you oppose them. But if you don't plant seeds for the good, you will lose in the end. So we've made a rule in Exodus Mandate, you can only talk about what's wrong half the time. The other half of the time, you have to be presenting solutions and what's good, what will work. I have a saying, and it might be worth writing down. It's not in the Bible, but it's based on scripture. Removal of vice or evil, simply removal of vice or evil, does not guarantee virtue as its replacement.
And That's true.
Text is in Matthew 12:43-45, where Jesus said, you sweep the house clean of a demon and cleanse the house, and then seven more worse come back and replace it.
Yes.
So you've got to build something. And one thing we can do is we can build Christian schools, and we can raise our children up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. And I'm just happy to tell you that is starting to turn. I've been in the ministry 50 years, and I'm most unhappy with my fellow Bible-believing conservative pastors. They're just laggards on this. You can't get them to do anything sometimes. But that's beginning to thaw and change, and we're starting to see pastors taking up this mission now, whereas 5 years ago they wouldn't do it.
Well, I know from my personal experience and starting my three sons, homeschooling in Christian schools, I caught a lot of flack from my parents and my wife's parents and other people. Well, you're depriving them of the childhood, of fun with other children. And I mean, we caught a lot of flack over that. They just didn't understand because, you know, I was reared in a home with public schools. They were too growing up.
Yeah.
So it's hard and back in the 40s and 50s, the schools were not nearly as corrupt as they are now. They were well on their way, I'm sure, but they still had some Christian virtue and morals left.
Yeah. I finished high school in 1961 in a public school in Aiken, South Carolina. And we still had chapel once a month where a local minister would come and speak. And this was part of this public school. And then we had prayer and Bible reading in homeroom every day. And we had Christian teachers. It wasn't a Christian school. The curriculum might have been lacking. But if you were a Christian teacher, you couldn't maybe use a class to evangelize, but you could certainly express your opinion. And there were a lot of Christians that taught in the public school I was in. But that changed, you know, in 62.
Yes, it did.
63 with the prayer and Bible reading decision.
Yes, it did. I went to school and graduated in 66. And I went to a school called Tigers Valley High School 3 years, and they had changed schools my senior year. But in Tigers Valley High School, they had, over the intercom, they had Bible reading, prayer, and music 3 mornings a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And the principal would gently say a prayer, and he'd have a student maybe read a verse out of the Bible. Then this is in the middle 60s.
Yeah.
And this was supposed to have been stopped. We were still doing it.
Yeah, they were doing it, and it's hard to say. The system was always controlled by the government and the left. The teachers' union had a lot of control, and that's only ramped down and gotten much worse. But we saw a real turn against Christian values in the 80s, and so it's been going down slowly, but now it's really accelerating. The verse in Proverbs, I can't remember the saint, the reference is, by the knowledge of God will men depart from evil.
Uh-huh.
So if you remove God from any enterprise or any organization, it deteriorates and becomes thoroughly corrupt.
Well, the only firm foundation of God, of moral law, is God's law.
Right.
If man gets to make up their mind what's right and wrong, yeah, well, that's building on sand. It's going to shift every day. But once you took the solid foundation of God out of the schools, they become what they are today.
Yeah.
And they're just hell holes.
But a lot of people are waking up to it, and that's good. But then they try to reform it or try to fix it. They think, well, I just need to run for school board or something like that. And we think that's an utter waste of time. So we've got to build something new.
I agree. Folks, back at the break. And that's a wide open phone calls. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share with us, please call in and share it. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Your sword and shield, and on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we are back. We're talking to retired Lieutenant Colonel Ray Moore, head of Exodus Mandate. He and his group and other groups are helping him, trying by the grace of God, to return our country to a Christian base, a godly base, to build our families on. Now, tomorrow night, by the way, we have Jerry Baird on with Prophecy. Tex Myers' old ministry coming on and Power of Prophecy. He'll be joined tomorrow night, and we always have great conversations with him, so be sure and join us tomorrow night. Again, we're talking to Ray Moore. If you have any questions, comments to Ray, please call 717-300-1698. And I'm certain that Ray is always looking for help in the areas where you may live to get some things started there. And if you'd like to call and talk to him, maybe arrange a conversation. Because, folks, we're trying our best. Right now on the radio night, I'm doing it, trying to, for the glory of God, to reach more people with truth. There are solutions out there. Now, I can't promise you the outcome. I'm not God. I can't tell you that. But, you see, duties are as consequences are his. It's none of our business what his business is. Our business is to be about his business. And let the chips fall where they may. Swing the sword, stand for truth, and let God provide the outcome. That's what we're here for. He didn't ask for us to win every battle. He said be faithful. That's all that he asked for. And Brother Ray, that's the only way I know to put it. It is not none of our business as to how he wants to work things out. It's our business to be about his business. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I do think, though, that if we follow biblical norms and follow the commands of Scripture, that we have some expectation that we will have some success.
Oh, yeah, that's guaranteed.
Look at Jesus, you know, he left here 2,000 years ago when he left from a mountaintop in Galilee, and he gave a command. He left him with one, you know, a final command. It was a great commission.
Right.
And he said, go therefore and disciple the nations, and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them. Now, that's the second part of the Great Commission that we neglect.
Yes, it is.
All about evangelism. And evangelism is the first step, because if you can't get people saved and baptized, then you You haven't progressed much at all. But a lot of the evangelicals neglect verse 20, which says, teaching them to obey all that I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Now, that verse, since 2,000 years ago, is expanded, and it worked, and there are 1.5 billion people that profess Christ. Now, I'm not saying they're all born-again Christians, but we have at least 1.5 billion people that claim some kind of Christian faith. So it was that was successful. And if we obey God, we can have success. Now, there will be persecution, and there will be opposition, and there will be defeats. But even in the defeat, there can be success. You may remember the story of William Tyndale. He was the one that translated the scripture into English, and he had to flee England because Henry VIII was trying to kill him. And he went to Belgium, and there he translated most all the New Testament and a good bit of the Old Testament. And they caught him, and he had printed his Bibles and had shipped them back into England secretly. And they caught him and tried him and burned him at the stake. And he looked like an utter failure. I mean, a lot of his Bibles were confiscated. And as he died, he cried out, Lord, as he was being burned at the stake, he cried out, Lord, open the eyes of the King of England.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the man, Henry VIII, that had him killed. And within 5 years, believe it or not, Henry ordered the Bible translated and put in the churches. And then under the King James Version, under King James, I think the first, they took the Tyndale Bible and substantially 80, 90% of the King James Version is the Tyndale Version.
Right.
But they were not allowed to mention his name still. And so he died a failure, but he's listed as one of the 100 most important men in the history of the United Kingdom.
So absolutely in the world,
yeah,
in the world, I would say, but, you know, in a sense, in the world's eyes, he may look like he died a failure.
Yeah.
But then when you're serving Christ, you never really fail. You may end up serving, giving your life. There's no promise about that. But the point of it is, in Christ, we win. I mean, we know that to be true. There's no such thing as failure in Christ. Although the world may think they took us out and we lose, we actually win. When we die, we win the war. The war's over for us. We've already went on home.
But I think we can win. You know, there's no doubt there's an apostasy and a drifting to evil right now in our country.
Amen.
If that was all that was here and happening, I'd be pretty sad. But I'm seeing so much good happening in our movement. And sometimes you know, I remember years ago, I just found an article my wife had written back in 2006 about the Alca missionaries who were martyred in 1956. And I just came across it. She wrote it in 2006, and it was published in the Greenville News. And it's just a wonderful article. And my pastor, when we were married in 1969, told us this story. He said right after it happened in 1956, he had a well-known missionary leader in his home. And the man said, you know, about the five missionaries that were martyred maybe a few months before, he said, oh, what a tragedy, what a shame, what a loss. It'll set missions back. Will never recover. And my pastor said, you wait. That final chapter, that story has not yet been told.
And Amen. It
became one of the most dramatic things for mission work, and books have been written, movies are made about it. And we celebrate those five missionaries even today. And it was a worldwide story. It went around the world, and thousands of young men and young women went into missionary work as a result of the motivation of those five Alca missionaries.
Well, again, the word does not come back void. If we do our Father's will, it will produce something for His glory and uplift and lighten somebody's eyes. Again, we may look like we've lost the eyes of the world, just like the disciples were martyred and Christ was even crucified while He was dead, killed and put in a tomb. Yeah. That's true. We're into that. But it looks like we may lose. But folks, being a believer, serving Christ, you may gain enemies for sure.
Well, I didn't start this movement 30 something years ago to lose, and I wanted to win.
Amen.
At least win in my territory. And we could be on the verge of a revival in this country. I mean, there's a lot of young men and women in college campuses, secular campuses, you know, not Christian campuses, that are having baptisms and being saved. And I saw something on Fox News recently about the University of Pittsburgh. And, you know, sometimes you can be skeptical of these things. It's some kind of light and not really deep. But they were baptizing the students, and 5,000 other students turned up, and they were interviewing them, and they were giving good testimonies, Brother Butch. And they say it's happening, you know, in other secular campuses. And I've got a friend that's a graduate of Asbury in Wilmore, Kentucky, and, you know, they've had periodic revivals there. They had one maybe 2 years ago. And it was a real thing. It lasted for weeks, or months, and so you know, God could be working in our day in a way that we would never have dreamed. And I will say this: God won't do anything for you or me that we don't believe Him for. So the main thing is to get hold of some verse or some text where you think God is speaking to you, and believe He's going to do it, and He will do it. He will not do what you don't believe Him for. And Jesus was trying to, that was the main thing He was here for, to try to make those disciples believe. He said, look, I'm giving you a command. Take this message to the whole world.
And amen.
And they did.
Amen. And again, His word will not come back void. It cannot. It's impossible. You plant the seed, you get a harvest. And folks, again, the phone line's open, 717-300-1698, 717-300-1698. Now, you were talking about, give out your website if you don't mind again. Also, tell us something about the new movie people can watch online.
Okay. My website is Exodus Mandate. That's one word, exodusmandate.org. And we have a lot of information there, and you can order things. Of course, if there are books or videos, we need to get a donation. We give away a lot of literature free if people want just literature. And then we have a lot of articles and things that they can watch. And the movie that we're going to talk about now is on that website as well.
And tell us about the movie.
Okay. I was part of and this is brand spanking new, maybe 6 weeks now, and I was part of an effort. I was a consultant. I'm not the principal, with a new movie called EducatedForLiberty.com. And if they go to my webpage at exodusmandate.org, they can link onto that. This movie is free right now online. All you got to do is type in EducatedForLiberty.com. And it's a collective effort of a lot of ministries. It was done by the Providence Foundation in Charlottesville, Virginia. And it is long. It's an hour and 40 minutes. But they've got it segmented into six segments of 20 minutes apiece. So you can watch it over 6 days or 2 days or however long you last. And we want churches to show it in their churches, where it's not just a movie for individuals, even though they're happy to look at it. We want pastors to take it and show it to their congregations. But of course, because it is an hour and 40 minutes, it would take maybe two Wednesday night services or, I don't know, two Sunday night services to be able to show the whole thing. But we think this movie has the ability to move the ball down the field near the enemy goal. And there's a lot of people working on it, and I was a consultant, and I speak in it three times. EducatedForLiberty.com. And you could have Stephen McDowell. He's the narrator and the CEO, and he's right down the road. I think you could throw a rock over to Charlottesville, couldn't you?
just about. Not too far. Yep. Not too far. So the movie's been out how long now?
I think about 6 weeks. And it's free online. So, we need people to look at it and share it. And particularly our target is pastors, because a lot of pastors are waking up now to the crisis with the children and the families. And they're starting to promote education, Christian education, and homeschooling. And this movie will help that and help them persuade their flocks to do the right thing with their families.
Well, okay. And folks, if you got online, look it up. And it's okay if somebody makes copies of it and pans out to people. Is that okay or no?
You don't need to. I mean, it's online.
I know, but a lot of people don't have computers though.
Well, I think you can order a DVD from Providence Foundation, but I don't think they're selling them. I think you might have to pay for the DVD, but you can't resell it. But I think I'm not even sure what he's asking for a DVD, but you can order a DVD. But I mean, most people have a, they can get access to a computer. It's online. You can look it up right now.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, well, that's great. This, I mean, it's just, if we can get there, a movie like that gives people hope and something to look forward to. That's a key thing.
It's really good. It's the best thing I've seen in 10 years.
Okay. All right, folks, you heard that. Well, Educated for Liberty.
EducatedForLiberty.com.
.com, okay.
Free online right now.
Look it up, folks. Check it out. I'm going to do that. I'm anxious to see that. I really am. I want to see what that's all about.
If you can take the time and look at it in one setting, and that's hard for most of us, but I just made myself do it, you'll get the comprehensive nature of the argument. And it's a powerful argument because they're saying, look, we built the American miracle on the back of homeschooling and Christian schooling. We created this country with the help of homeschooling and Christian schooling, and we're not going to save this country if we don't go back to that model. You can't fix public education. It's not broken. Public schools are working wonderfully well for socialism and the devil. You can't fix the devil, so quit trying to fix it.
Amen. That's a good way to put it. You can't fix evil that way. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. It just don't work that way. So, folks, check it out. Watch the movie you can. Again, educateforliberty.com. Check it out. I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. I really am. I want to try to take time to do that ASAP.
I'd like to ask you to help with it. I make it known because, a lot of people won't do it, but we're finding a lot of cooperation.
Okay. All right. I hope folks check it out. And so what is your, the movie's out. What's your next step and what are you planning? What are you doing next? Are you able to get this, anything that you do into public schools?
We're trying to get it into the families in public schools so they'll leave, but we're not trying to reform them or fix them.
I was reason asking if you had anything that maybe the teachers and volunteer in the school to talk to the children about something, perhaps you'll offer them a way to do that.
If they try to do that, if they try to put our message out, what will happen? They'll get fired.
Yeah, they won't get fired for sure. No doubt about it. Well, you've done this. You've been at this a long time. So I'm sure
you've been at it 50 years. If you start when my children started, my oldest son is 55 and we started homeschooling him in 1977, and then the ministry officially opened up in 1994. But we were homeschooling and advocating for it, but in a small way. So it's come a long way, and we may be reaching a tipping point. So I can't believe it's happening. I feel like I'm having a happy nightmare. I'm going to wake up. It's not going to be true, but it is true.
Amen to that. Well, I am very thankful that you're doing, like I said, that's a huge calling. You've been faithful to it for a long time. And, sometimes just being a man, I'm only a man of flesh and blood. I'm not anything super at all. I get frustrated, as I'm sure you do from time to time. I get aggravated. Yeah. I got to think about this. Christ was so stressed, he sweat blood in the garden.
Yeah.
So right. Why should I be discouraged because I get aggravated? He knows my flesh. He knows I'm just a mere mortal. He's patient with me, thank God. But yeah, if you always see his negative, you're gonna get tired. You're gonna get tired even trying. What's the use? Yeah. If you've been taught all your life, you can't win anything.
Yeah.
Again, duties are as consequences of God. In the end, I promise you, we're going to win.
Right.
But in the meantime, we're here to occupy till he comes. Not sit back and suck our thumb. We're here to occupy till he comes. The church seemed forgotten that, brother.
Yeah.
I mean, we are here to do war. That's why he gave us the armor. That's why he gave us the sword. That's why he gave us the helmet. All that's about warfare, is it not?
Right. I mean, the Bible talks constantly about spiritual warfare. And, of course, there was a famous comedian. I can't remember who it was. He said 80% of winning is just showing up. and unfortunately, a lot of our people just don't show up.
Well, that's true. That's very true. The hardest thing I found as a pastor and doing the things I've done many years is getting people to participate in the battle.
Yeah.
They talk a good talk, and they agree with you. Pat you on the back and say, attaboy. But as I have a dear friend in Arizona, he's on the streets every week, and he's getting kind of elderly to do that, putting up signs trying to save unborn babies' lives. He said, he speaks to many churches, and they'll say, we believe what you're doing. Attaboy, we're all for you.
Mm-hmm.
But very, very few ever show up to help him carry a sign on the streets.
Well, the 80-20 rule says that 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people. So you have to, you're looking for a few good men. You look at Gideon, you know, he defeated the Midianites, I believe it was. And he had started off with about 10,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, no, that's too many. I don't want to win with 10,000. And so he whittled them down and had only 300.
Yep.
And he won with 300. So God, he can win with many or few.
That's very true. And he will. He has and he will.
Yeah.
You know, we all, Christ said it would be a few that make it on the straight path. So we know we win with few. He wins with few.
Yeah.
But again, it's not our might. It's not our power. It's his. And all he asks is faithfulness.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate what you've done, brother. You've been out there a long time. You're very persistent, very patient. And I admire you for that. I really do. I know you're like me. You're not a young man any longer.
Yeah.
But you just don't quit. And because we can't quit, I never found a place in this battle, in this warfare, until he calls us home. I haven't seen a quitting place yet. Have you?
No, I don't think so. And I really hope I can carry on. I'm 82. I really would like to be able to go to 89 or 90. I noticed last year Dr. Dobson died at 89, and John MacArthur, you know, he was 89. So there's some ministers, you know, that seem to have they had a pretty productive ministry toward the end of their life. And I'm in pretty good health. I get tired. I have to rest. And my wife is 76, and she's still working. And she's willing for me to work. So I don't plan to stop. I do need a successor for this ministry, Exodus Mandate. And I've got several people in mind. But I've talked to him, and I've got some help here. But I want somebody in my state who can come alongside me for 2 or 3 years and work as an associate. And then if I step away, they'll be able to take it over. So that's the big need I have organizationally.
Amen. Well, and I pray you find one, and I really mean that. I've often thought about people ask me, well, who's going to take your place when you leave? I don't know. I've never had anybody ask, can I help you, Pastor? I'd like to learn what you're doing and be able to do it whenever you're done. No one's ever asked me that, and I don't know of anybody that would want to take over the ministry and keep it going.
Well, you might pray and try to find somebody.
I have been praying about that for a long time. So far, nothing. But, again, I pray and have faith he'll provide according to his will and for his glory.
Yeah.
But brother, we're about out of time here, down like the last couple of minutes. Tell them again how they can find you,
okay.
Maybe email you or something and talk to you.
Go to exodusmandate.org. Please go there and look at that webpage. We've got a lot of good stuff there. And then if you're interested in curriculum questions and how to get started, go to publicschoolexit.com. Those are the two websites that I work with. And then if you want to email me at the office, go to ExodusMandate@gmail.com. ExodusMandate@gmail.com.
Okay. Folks, I suggest check it out. The website is phenomenal. It really is. It's well done and well organized and full of good information. But check it out. And thank you again, brother, for joining us tonight. I do appreciate that. And we need to do it again sometime in the future. Maybe not so far out. Yeah. As you said, you and I are not getting any younger. And time is going by fast. We need to work as hard as possible, as quickly as possible for the glory of God, do we not?
Right. See if you can get Stephen McDowell with the Providence Foundation on your show to talk about the movie more.
And okay. Then
Carl Priest is my West Virginia coordinator in Polk, West Virginia.
Okay.
He's been a warrior for 20 or 30 years, too.
Well, email me Mr. McDowell's contact information, and I will give him a call.
I don't have it on the tip of my tongue.
That's all right. Just email to me or text to me and get a chance, okay?
All right.
Like it holds you. Thank you so much, Brother Ray.
All right.
God bless you, sir, and maybe God's will we'll talk in the near future.
All right. Thanks.
Take care, my friend. Bye-bye. Folks, I mean, we're doing a bit. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed this program. Talk to somebody like him that's out there actually in the battlefield making a difference. That's a key thing. Talk is cheap. Whining and murmuring is really cheap. Everybody and anybody can do that, but getting up in front of the army and taking the shots and taking the hits for people that you're trying to reach and help and trying to get the truth out there is what a real Christian mate is all about. If you're neutral in this time in your life and all you want to do is whine and complain, don't get involved. I say this out of love, folks, but faith without works is dead. That faith will not save you. I'm serious. Take a stand. Ray is out there in the front lines every day trying to, for the glory of God, for the sake of our children, to make a difference. Let's get involved. There's all kinds of dragons need slain. Pick up your sword and go slay a dragon. They're out there by the millions all around us trying to destroy our children and our families and our country. Let's stand up for the truth. Please, let's do that. You'll get opposition. You'll catch some flack. But, folks, the reward of seeing someone come to the truth is worth it all and a whole lot more. We love you enough to keep telling you that because we care. Tomorrow night we'll join you with Jerry Barrett. Discuss all things with him. Have a great night. And if you need me, give me a call. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.